This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early fall. A cardinal sang a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Sang off and on for about an hour. Crows came and went. Robins started peeping their migration signals outside in the honeysuckles about 8 o'clock. When I walked the alley after breakfast, I heard starlings whistling and chattering. When I was in the greenhouse working this morning later, I listened to the tapping of a yellow-bellied sapsucker on the siding of the house, an old friend returning from spring on the way back to Tennessee. 3 weeks ago, much of the landscape was still deep late summer green. Now ashes are gold and dusky maroon, early maples are scarlet and orange, cottonwoods and catalpas and sweet gums and shagbark hickories are yellow, and grapevines and nettles are bleached with age. Locust leaves drizzle steadily to the undergrowth. The serviceberry trees are almost bare. The black walnut trees keep only their last fruit. Purple poison ivy and Virginia creeper outline the changes. The virgin's bower is done flowering, and the white boneset and New England asters are in decline, but the cabbage moths still swarm around them. A few rows of Sharon and Japanese honeysuckle blossoms hold on. The last jump seeds jump when my fingers stroke them. Crane flies swarm a fraction of their winter size. Dragonflies still hunt in our backyard pond, and the koi still feed with gusto, their water almost as warm as it was in August. Monarchs and painted ladies and swallowtail butterflies come by every day. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of early fall. In the meantime, look for black walnuts and hickory nuts and acorns on the ground, footprints of the fall.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.